Oh, and it's Rawiri Waititi's weather forecast. Hey, bro, kia ora.
Morena Deo, morena Hikama. While I'm in Whakapane at this particular time, fine conditions means mostly sunny skies, but it's, there's a lot of fog around at the moment, so I travelled between Opotiki and Whakapane through the Taneatu Waimana Road, and so there's a lot of fog. So those of you that are travelling that that route, you know, we've got a lot of fog at the moment, and just take it easy. You know, there's a lot of icy roads and sheltered places. But we're at a high of 16 degrees today, and flat seas from the southerly. So, there we go.
You're getting better and better as we go. Flat seas from the southerly. Now that sounds fair enough too. Okay, mate. Now I'm looking at your Facebook page, and it seems to me that you know you're a prominent politician, but really, tomorrow's agenda for Rotorua looks as though you're just going around to watch rugby.
Well, look, I've got a saying that I use here in the Wairiki. Me piri te pāwa ki te toka. Kauaka te toka ki te pāwa. So what that means is the power must go to the rock, not the rock to the power. And so I will go and meet with our whānau at the markets, because that's where they all are on a Saturday morning. But they're also out at many of the grassroots games. And so we'll head out to watch a few of the rugby games where many of our whānau are. Highly populated Māori team in Waka, and also Maris, which is a league. Well, I know you're a leaguey there, Dale. So I don't discriminate, although I'm a rugby man. I don't discriminate. I'm making sure that we can get to all of our whānau. And like I said, this is how I see the power going to the toka.
Ka pai. I understand what you're saying. A lot of people go to the markets as well. Well, listen, Rawiri, there's a few hot issues. There's the SNAs. Which is hot up in the north and something that needs further discussion. There's the standoff at Putiki. You'll be familiar with that too on Waiheke Island. I was just talking with Nader Glavish, incensed by the decision to go ahead with a landfill at Hōtea or Dome Valley just north of Auckland. Can we start there? Because she's looking for some support, and can you provide some?
Of course, anywhere where our people are, are disgruntled by the system, which is, you know, through the SNA process, which is not just isolated to the north, but I'm glad the north has taken a lead in this. What this looks like is another land grab by the councils, and I said it in another interview that the councils are the biggest confiscators of land within their regions. And so they did it through the Public Works Act, and now we see more modern day through the SNA, the ability to landlock our people out of their own whenua, because they make determining the status of that whenua. And so our people know the wāhitapu on their whenua, and we've looked after those wāhitapu for over 100 years. But that shouldn't be for the council to determine that. And so I agree with those who stood up and protested in the north. I stand by them 100%. It's the same with Nader and all the whānau that are fighting for that particular kaupapa up in you know, the north of Auckland there. And also, you know, those who have multiple owned land that have been landlocked out of their fen. Well, see, here's the problem. The Wairiki is a very pōhara electorate, but we have five general electorates inside of it who are very wealthy. So how does that work? The Bay of Plenty is wealthy, East Coast is wealthy, but Wairiki is very poor. Why? Because all the resourcing goes to those more Pākehā communities. Why is the Bay of Plenty more wealthier than the Wairiki? Because those farmers have drained their lands of the wetlands and the swamps. Those farmers have already desecrated sacred lands of Māori through confiscated whenua. Those our people that still hold on to their whenua have not desecrated their whenua by draining it and using it for dairy farms and things like that. And so, you know, this is the difference between how the SNA affects our people, and our people have been landlocked out of borrowing from banks to utilise their whenua more effectively. And now we're in a predicament where it doesn't matter whether the banks are going to release it or not, or whether there are changes to their whenua Māori, we're going to be locked out of our whenua again through legislation like the SNA and modern-day confiscation through the councils.
Thanks. Can we talk about Nader's issue? Dome Valley, you've driven through it heaps of times, as we all have. Well, it's as it implies, it's got a sort of just the contours of the land lend itself to creating a great big hole to fill up with Auckland's rubbish. Nader Glavish, who you know well, grew up on the literally on the shores of the Kaupara and beside the Hōtiō River, which runs at the base of the Dome Valley. What do you say to waste management, or in fact the independent commissioner's decision to allow waste management to create a landfill that could be there for 30, 60 years?
Well, look, we've seen landfills all over the country go, you know, that have polluted and continue to pollute our rivers and our whenua. And so Te Pāti Māori will stand by Nader and take our lead from the people of the Kaipara and the whānau up there, up in the Kaipara area, around this particular issue. The issue is actually an issue that needs to be discussed all over the country, because, like I said, it is whenua Māori that are affected by the impacts of decisions made by council and waste care in Auckland. And so they've already got a refuse out there in West Auckland, and I know just at the end of Lincoln Road there, and I don't know why they don't improve those particular areas to allow the rubbish to go there, and then sort out, you know, they need to sort out maybe better recycling systems and the organics. And so if Nader and them deem this as not appropriate for their particular area, then that's the stance that we will take, and that's the support we will throw behind them. And so, the older they get, the more rebellious they get. So Nader standing up against the government decision to stand a monument up for over there in Ngāti Whātua, and now she's doing the same here. And our young people need to take the example of those pakeke, stand behind them, and put in the good fight to preserve what last bit of whenua we have, and to ensure that there's no pollutants in our whenua going into our waterways and affecting how we have naturally lived for many, many years. So absolutely support Nader and that particular kaupapa, and I'll take my guidance from her, and she's got my number to see how we can support her in that particular kaupapa.
Good on you, mate. Hey, listen, any chance of me and my mates becoming deputy chief executives at the Rotorua District Council? No, there's a few of us. Who want to line up. There's apparently seven. Have you ever heard of anything? Seven deputy chief executives. You might as well put your name in as well.
I might as well. But I don't think I would get the job, because I've been putting a lot of pressure on that council. And I will put many, I will put pressure on many councils through my electorate, because I still believe that the councils are the ones making huge decisions that are impacting our whānau. So waste care, those are council decisions, right? Permitting for those types of things come through councils. And so you're absolutely right. It's a bit of an over-exaggeration on deputy chief executives, but it just goes to show that there's huge discrepancies in that particular space. Nobody can make a decision. That's just a prime example of how, the type of bureaucracy our people have to work through, and actually who's taking the top of the milk, who's taking the cream off the top of the milk.